Blue gazed out across the grasslands, away from the palace.
Have you explored the land beyond?
He asked, nodding toward the blue horizon.
I once walked until I was so far from the palace that it was no longer in sight. The grassland continued for some time, then it stopped abruptly, and there was nothing.
Nothing?
Only a blue-gray, featureless expanse, devoid of life, movement, sound, or smell.
Odd.
Perhaps it is, as you said, some kind of limbo.
And this, some kind of strange oasis. It seems the only place I will find answers is in that palace.
I will go with you.
Blue shook his head.
Better stay here.
I have some stake in this too. I am not afraid.
She drew a small, curved knife that was hidden in her belt. Blue raised an eyebrow.
You aren't, are you? Well, I can't stop you from coming. But do as I tell you, or we could both end up dead.
Could we, in this place? At times, I have thought it would be better.
Perhaps. But for now, we stay alive. Yes?
The woman nodded.
Good. Can you keep up?
Of course. I am a dancer.
Then let's go.
And he took off at a fast trot, with Malika a few steps behind. As they came closer to the palace, the trees rose up in increasing number, and large moths with beautiful, multicolored wings flitted about.
Moths,
said Blue, slowing to a quick walking stride. Malika jogged to keep up with his long legs.
Yes, they seem to be the only living creatures here, except for the people.
Plains of grass, a few trees, moths, a palace. I see no sense in it.
Nor I.
They worked their way up the hill until they came to the small plateau at the top and approached one of the petal-like outer structures. It was composed of violet-blue material, with no sign of seams or creases or gaps, as if it were carved from one titanic piece of rock.
It is hard to believe human hands made this.
Blue drew his longsword. They approached an arch in the middle of one of the outer structures and paused at the threshold.